Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Abuja, we bless you. I would like us to take one of my favorite songs again.
Tani o tun gbe gahu. Ti ko se babaloke.
Tani o ibo
Amen.
Access points, we know about them, but we are not careful to guard those access. There are doors and gates to our spirit, to our souls, to our bodies, and there are a battle. There are battles over these gates of our lives, and we have like 9 or 10 within. We have like 9, 10 of those gates that are access points to our life, to our destiny, that we need to guard. And if we don't guard them, the enemy seems to take control of them and affect our life. Number one gate is the gate of our head. Your head is an access point to your life. That is why when they want to transfer something to your life, hands are laid upon you. That is why when you want to do impartation, when you want to bless your child, when you want to decree into the life of people, they kneel down and you lay your hands upon your head, their heads, because a head is a gate to your life. Your head is your identity. So whoever has control over the gate of your life have control over your life. When you cut your hair matters. Your hairdresser matters. If you have a dream of somebody cutting your hair, wake up and pray angrily. It is not normal. Your head is a symbol of your destiny, of your glory. You have a dream of somebody plaiting your hair. Wake up and fight battles. Your head is a gate. Don't let anyone touch it unnecessarily. Don't put your hand there, your head down, for anybody to lay hands on it to pray. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Timothy, I think verse 5, verse Timothy chapter 5 verse 22. He said, lay no hands on anybody suddenly, because heads are it. Number two gate of your body to your life is the eye gate. What you look at, what you see, what you meditate on, what you gaze upon has a way of affecting your life. That is why what your children watch on television, they tend to act it. Why? There is an eye gate. And your eye gate is one of the most powerful gates of your life. Why? That's what the Bible says. Wave your light. Let your eye be single. Let's quickly check Matthew verse 22 to 23. Matthew 6. 22 to 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is thy darkness? Your eye is a gate. Your eye determines what happens to your life. Your eye, if it is light, your life is full of light. If your eye is darkness, your life is full of darkness. What your eye beholds determines most of the time the experiences you have in your life. Do you know that what you see in the day, sometimes you have a dream about it at night? Because your eye is a gate to your life. And you must guard your eyes. Your untamed eyes, uncovered eyes, is a source of all pornography, source of all lust, source of all greed, source of all covetousness, source of envy, source of jealousy, source of comparison. They are all of the eye. They are all of the eye. They are all of the eye. Envy from the eye. Comparison from the eye gate. Beware what you see. Beware what you look at. Who is in control of your eye? who is in control of your eye? What do you spend your time looking at? Who is in control of your eye gate? Beware of the screen. Big screen, small screen, smaller screen, pressing screen, Atlanta screen. Beware of them. In fact, sometimes, some of us, our life is a screen-controlled life. Screen-controlled life. Beware of what your eyes behold. It is a gate. Your ear gate and your eye gate, the devil uses auto-suggestions. Gradually, you watch, and your life is never the same again. Do you know that by watching and by hearing, some of the things you believe were wrong 8 years ago, now you are the masters of it. Because you have seen and seen and seen and seen and seen. You have heard and heard and heard and heard and heard. And it has become normal. When I was growing up, nobody sews a cloth with the back open. Now, every time, anywhere you go to, you will see different kind of back. Black back, brown back, yellow back, pink back. Different of back, kind of back. Proudly displayed in ignorance. I'm on the altar, let me now say some things. Beware of what your eyes see. Number three gate is the ear gates. Mark 4:24. The Bible says, take heed. How? Mark 4:24. King James. Take heed what you hear. It's not everything you are supposed to listen to. An ear you gave to that guy has been the source of your calamity now. An ear you gave to that business deal that gives you 10% per day. Even CBN does not do that. Hey, I have tried it and it has worked. Immediately I gave them 20,000. They gave me 30,000 back in 30 minutes. And they said that you did not sit down and think. You heard it. You also carried your money and dropped it there. And the person told you, I did not do it, so my account was hacked. Beware what you hear. Take heed what you hear. Luke 8:18. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. In Mark, the Bible says, take heed what you hear. In Luke, the Bible says, take heed how you hear. What you hear and how you hear it matters. The gate of your ears, you must guard it. Turn off the television if it's affecting you. Some have listened to news and listened to news that they are almost dead while living. Turn off the news. Go on a screen fast. Maybe in January when we are fasting 21 days, let's do 21 days food, water, and screen fast. So all of you will donate your phones to the pastor's office. You collect it back. After 21 days, there will be riot in church. You will send your televisions also. Some of us have overcome the television already. It's not on, but the phone. Beware what you hear. Beware how you hear it. Whoever is in control of your eyes and your ears is in control of your life. Last week I was talking about the gate of Zion. I mentioned to you the gate of media and the gate of what? Of art. you discover that they determine what happens in our culture by what they show us and what we hear. You know what? When a lie is spoken of for a long time, before you know it, people believe in the lie. Beware what you listen to. Beware what you listen to. Beware how you listen to it. And beware who you listen to. Let me repeat myself and move on. Beware what you listen to. Beware how you listen to it. Beware who you listen to. Can we pray together? I ask and I pray for you. Any block ears, any block ears, let them be open in the name of Jesus. Any ear that has not received a good news in a long while, in this season, let the gates be lifted up for good news for you. In the name of Jesus, we come by the blood of Jesus and we silence every evil instruction, every evil command, anyone being remotely controlled, anyone hearing a voice that nobody else is hearing, that is commanding you, let those voices be silent forever. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have the mouth gate also. We have stated this in the last 3 months many times. A man has a tendency of becoming what the mouth speaks all the time. What your mouth speaks all the time. You have a tendency of becoming it. What your mouth speaks all the time. That's why the Bible told us in Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and a man shall eat the fruit thereof. Who is the one? What is it that is commanding you, that is pushing you to say some things? Who is in charge of mouth? Jesus said, by your words you will be condemned, by your words you will be justified. When God wanted to create the world, the word and everything in it, he spoke a word. And all of us are creating one thing or the other by the words we are speaking. If you are listening to darkness, to the suggestion of darkness and the devil, and you begin to speak negatively, evil, it is those things that will tend to happen to you. You know, many people want to speak bad things about Nigeria and prosper in Nigeria. Go job. You know, they work like that. You mean you will sow evil in the country? Zoo. Bad country. Evil country. No one prosper here. And then after you have said that, you want to prosper upon that land. Go job. It doesn't happen that way. It is what you speak that tends to happen to you. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you disobey, other things will happen. It's time to speak the right word, for your mouth is a gate to your destiny, and what you say have a tendency of coming to pass, and coming to pass speedily. Proverbs 6:2, you are ensnared, you are entrapped, you are caged, you are put in prison by the words of your mouth. So beware of what your mouth speaks of. Your feet is a gate. Your feet is a gate that opens dominion for you. Let me explain it this way. Since most of you are Africans and you understand, why do you think that people come to the door of a person and they sweep the sand and take it away? Why do you think, when I was growing up, whenever we remove our shoe and we go to somebody's farm to take cashew and mango. When we come down, we look for a stick and everything, and we disrupt. I can see some old people laughing here. You know, you have done something like that. We disrupt the thing so that nobody will come and pack our, you know now, pack the thing away. We believe that if somebody comes and pours something on it, something would happen. The leg will just be growing, according to the stories of those days. Why do you think people step on some things and something happens to their life? For sickness, for affliction, for evil. By stepping somewhere. Your feet is a gate to your life. And you need to guard it. Why do you think the Bible says, wheresoever the soles of your feet shall touch, I give for your possession. Why? Because your feet is a gate. Where is death? It can open the gate of greatness for you. And mind you, whoever, it depends on whoever is stepping on the land that determines what happens on the land. So most of the time when I go to bless people's business, people's land, when I enter there, the first thing I say is, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. I come upon this land in the name of the Lord. Whatever the name of the Lord is, there is blessing. We open the gates of blessing upon this land, upon this business. I come in the name of the Lord. And I begin to decree. Why? When you come in the name of the Lord, you say, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news. There is a beautiful feet. There is a leprous feet. There is a crippled feet. Why? Feet are gates. They are gates. I pray for everyone here that have stepped anywhere, any evil covenanted place that you have stepped into, and the devil is using it against you. Be delivered. Your feet is redeemed. Your feet is redeemed. Your feet is redeemed. In the name of Jesus, your feet is redeemed. In the name of Jesus, your feet is redeemed. In the name of Jesus. Pray with me. Lift up your right hand. Let's pray. So my feet walks into intended blessings. My feet walks into favor, into grace. My feet walks into promotions, into approvals. My feet walks into gifts, into awards, into recognition. My feet walks into generous givers. In the name of Jesus, my feet walks into unexplainable pardons, unexplainable favor. My feet walk. My feet walks, Aribo kote lebo koria mara. My feet walks into support, into scholarship, into grants. My feet walks into kindness, into reward, favorable judgment. My feet walks into cancellation of all debt. My feet walks into promotion. My feet walks into profit. My feet walk. You are the gate. My feet walk. Walk in and open gates. Open gates. My feet walk into zealous assistance, divine assistance. My feet walk into the place of help. Walk into the place of help. Walk into the place of help. Walk into the place of health. Walk into the place of health. Walk. My feet, you shall not be manipulated. You shall not be manipulated. You shall not be manipulated. Walk into divine advantages. Walk into happy returns. Walk into all-round victories. Walk into your place of fulfillment. Let there be openings for me. Wherever my feet goes to, let there be opening. Wherever my feet go to, wherever, whatever I'm searching for there, let there be openings for me. Let there be openings for me. Let there be openings for me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In those days when I teach about feet, I ask people to remove their socks and their foot and step it on the ground and ask the ground to open up. I pray for everybody here. Let this land of Abuja open up for favor for you. Let this land open up for you. Let this land open up for you. Can we pray? Say, Abuja, Abuja, hear the word of the Lord. My feet have touched you. Open up, open up, open up, open up, open up, open up. My feet have touched you. Open up for me. Open up for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. I was reading about a pastor that said when he left the East to come to Lagos, he said he got to Ojota, you know where those three, whatever. He said when he got there, he put his bag somewhere. He removed his shoe and went and stayed at that gate and started decreeing, Lagos, I have entered you. I will not be sick. Devourer, I have entered Lagos. You will not attack me. Lagos, I have come here. You will favor me. Lagos, I have come here. People that do not know, they will help me. Lagos, he said, he decreed. He said when he was praying, people were passing. They were looking at him like a madman because he has removed his shoe. He has rolled this one. You know how you roll it as if you are in the farm. This one, read this day, this one is there. And he was decreeing. And he was decreeing. And he was decreeing. They were looking at him. Say, one madman, one more madman, don't enter the ghost. But the rest today is history according to him. That everything he decreed, God open up the place for him. For everyone here, concerning the land of Abuja, let this land open up for you. It is the center. It is the center capital. Everywhere revolve around it. From here, you are moving to all the states. You are taking over. This country is opening up for you. This country is opening up for you. I can't hear you. Can I hear you? Amen. In the name of Jesus. Our feet open up for us. Let your feet take you to your place of promotion. Wherever your benefits are, let your feet take you there. Anyone that is supposed to help you, wherever they are, let their feet bring them to where you are. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So your feet is a gate to your life. It's a gate to your destiny. It is not everywhere you go. It is not everywhere you step. Others may go there. You don't necessarily have to go. Because you understand the feet. My friend was ministering powerfully when he was on campus in UI. Unknown to him, a member of his fellowship attends one of these satanic white garment churches, one of those popular ones. I'm saying the satanic type, I'm not mentioning. So he called him and said, I want to come and preach in our church. I've spoken to the pastor. We have youth week. Come and pray. It was a vigil. So he said he did not know that it was that kind of a church. I don't want to mention the church. So he followed the guy. They were going, is it this church or is not that church? So when he got there, he discovered that it was a church. So he entered the church. The church was filled up, expecting my friend, apostle, whatever, to come and preach. I said, what did you do? He said, when they were dancing, I told my friend I wanted to pee. I carried my Bible. I went out of the church and I ran the way. There are some places the anointing will not work because you are in the wrong place. Some places are places of evil covenant, dedicated to demons, dedicated to the devil. If you have not prepared adequately, don't go there. Don't enter the place. Some people have entered some places and they are in trouble. I was in Mauritius some years ago. Mauritius is the only Indian nation in Africa. They worship the Hindus. So they took us to one of their idols. In fact, throughout the time I was there and a friend of mine, we were busting in tongues. You will see the cloud of attack over your life. And if you see the idol, it is taller than this church. It is taller than this church. Very powerful. And it was like a tourist attraction. People will go there, move around, drop flowers, drop everything. It's not everything that your feet should step. It could be a source of attraction, of affliction into your life. So I pray for everyone as we conclude. Anywhere you have stepped on that has brought about affliction in your life, let the blood of Jesus take away those afflictions. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been dropped anywhere that you have stepped on, that you have sat on that is afflicting your life, let the Lord arise and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Lastly, your hand is a gate. It's not everybody that you shake. I'm not saying some things to make you afraid. It's not everybody that you shake. It's not everybody that you allow to touch you. Every unholy evil touch upon any of our children, they are redeemed now by the blood of Jesus. Can we pray together for our children? Every unholy, evil, wicked touch of any child in this church, we come by the blood of Jesus and we redeem them. We come by the blood of Jesus and we redeem them. We come by the blood of Jesus and we redeem them. We come by the blood of Jesus and we redeem them. We come by the blood of Jesus and we redeem them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You can lose things by a touch. Somebody can touch a merchandise in your church or in your office, in your, what do you call it? In your shop, and nobody will buy it. It's a touch. Because hands are gates. Any hand that entered your house and opened the gate of hell there, let those hands be paralyzed now. In the name of Jesus, whoever has touched anything in your house, and since then there's been challenge, confusion, problems in your family, today your family is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. If your hands have been polluted, your hands are cleansed now by the blood of Jesus. If your hands have been bound by the powers of darkness, today we loosen your hands now in the name of Jesus. Any hands that have walked and walked and walked and walked without prosperity, today by this word, you are released into your prosperity. You are released into your reward. You are released into your reward. You are released into your benefit in the name of Jesus. Any hands that is weak, any hands that is weary, any hands that catches and drops, any hands afflicted by abortive effort, any hands afflicted by near success syndrome, we will call you next week. We will give it to you next week. We will do it for you next week. And you are still waiting. Thy hands are weak. Your hands, your weak hands, they are redeemed now. In the name of Jesus, any hands that is leprous, that lacks helpers, that does not attract helpers, any hands that is in debt, any hands that is indebted, any hands that borrows to survive, today let those hands be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Any hands that is leaking, leaking with losses, any hands that gather to scatter because the hands are leaking, let those hands be redeemed today by the blood of Jesus. Any hand that is cursed with continuous failure, any hands that never does well, any hands that sows and never reaps, any hands that never holds on to any major blessing, today, those hands are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord be mighty upon your hands. Stretch your hand. Just stretch your hand. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Your hand strength. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. Mighty man.
You are the mighty. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Every hand that is being manipulated, those hands are redeemed today by the blood of Jesus. Any evil scratches. Any evil scratches of the hand. Today, those hands are delivered from that affliction. In the name of Jesus, every cobweb attack against your hands. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Every yoke, every evil yoke upon your head, the blood of Jesus take them away. Every ill luck, every bad luck, every bad luck, every disfavor, every rejection upon your hands, they are redeemed today by the blood of Jesus. Whatever your hand does from today, let there be a reward, let there be a result, let there be benefit, let there be profit in the name of Jesus. Your hands are the gate to your work. They are the gate to your work. Therefore, we release the blessings of the Lord upon every hand raised here. Let the rain of God's blessing be upon the works of your hand. Let the Lord strengthen your hand to do the work in the name of Jesus. Let every work you have done with your hands, let them be rewarded in the name of Jesus. Let not the world forsake the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. Let the work of your hand increase, let it multiply, let it expand in the name of Jesus. You are the mighty man in battle.
You are
Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Lift your two hands up. Say, these are my hands. They represent my work. They represent my labor. Say, let my hands find favor. Let my hands find favor. My hands represent my work. They represent my labor. Whatever I do with these hands, may they prosper from now. Let the gates of my hands be opened up for prosperity. These are my hands. It represents my academics. As a student, whatever I do with these hands, let it prosper. These are my hands. My hands are blessed. Whatever I do with these hands, they only amount to profit. They are rewarded. They prosper. These are my hands. They are the embodiment of the blessings of God. Lift your hands to Him. Lift your hands to Him. Commit your work into His hands. Talk to me. Just talk to Him.
You are the mighty man of war. You are the mighty man in battle.
You are
Jehovah. You are
the mighty man
of war.
Lift your two hands up. Every yoke of unemployment, every yoke of losses, every yoke of unemployment, they are broken upon my hands. They are broken. Can you pray? They are broken. They are broken. They are broken. Every yoke of losses, of unemployment, of underemployment, of lack of work, they are broken. They are broken. They are broken. They are broken. My hands are not tired. My hands are strengthened. You are the mighty man in battle.
You are
Jehovah.
You are the mighty man of war.
You know Psalm 144 says the Lord teaches my hands to battle, my fingers for war. You are the mighty man in battle.
You are the mighty man of war.
You know, I don't know anybody that was in the first service. The testimony our brother shared in first service. Monday, the husband got the wife got a job in a federal government establishment. Thursday, the husband also got another good job. One family. When hands are delivered, great things happen. I pray for everyone here. May your hands be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Your hands are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Your hands are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Every yoke of stagnancy over your business, over your career, they are destroyed today. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Those that are doing well, they don't have two heads. They are humans like us. We are more blessed and we have the favor of the Lord.
You are the mighty man in battle.
You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
Every manipulation against your business, against your career, against your hands, you are redeemed today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has been forcefully taken from your destiny through your hands, today they are released back onto you. In the name of Jesus. Before this year comes to an end, you will testify about the great things that the Lord is doing concerning the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. I give you 30 seconds. Talk to God about your work. Talk to Him about your work. Let the gates be open. The gates of employment. The gates of a contract. The gates of a profit. The gates of a business. The gates of new customers. The gates of angels. Let it be open. Let it be open. Let there be new openings for my promotion. Let there be new openings for my elevation. New gates are open. Gates of my hands. Gates of my hands. We pray for our children in school. They will no longer fail. They will come on top. They will be winners of scholarship. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. We thank you. We thank you. For the last time, lift your hands up. Let's sing. You are the mighty man in battle.
You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
He that the Son of Man shall set free is free. You are set free. You are released. Your feet is taking you into the place of abundance. Your hands are prospering there. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Okay, let's go. Lift up your head. Oh, you get, be lifted up. The everlasting doors. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head. Oh, ye gates. Be lifted up. Ye everlasting door. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. The King of glory is walking majestically into every area of your life and is bringing you breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, the King of glory is coming in. And he is opening new doors of success for you. In the name of Jesus. The King of glory is coming in. And he's bringing in with him great news, good news for you. In the name of Jesus. The King of glory is coming in. And every target you have set for this year that has not been achieved, the King of glory is helping you to exceed those targets. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Lift up gates before you. Open new doors for you. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.